Hey, grown-ups, if you live in the Midwest United States, you can bring your kids to see Story Pirates live on the Amazing Adventure Tour, proudly sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. You can find tickets at storypirates.com/live. Shows feature Eric from the Story Pirates podcast and Peter, hosting in Wisconsin and Illinois. The Amazing Adventure Tour is headed to these cities in May: Iowa City, Iowa; St. Paul, Minnesota; Akron, Ohio; Plainfield, Indiana; Milwaukee and Madison, Wisconsin, featuring Peter; Skokie and Joliet, Illinois, also featuring Peter. We really would love to see you there. That ticket link again is storypirates.com/live.
Now back to the show.
Hey, grown-ups, if you're a fan of comedy, there's a brand new podcast from our friend Justin Bartha that I wanted to tell you about. You may remember Justin from episode 7 this season. He's the treasure hunter at the Met and, as you heard, a seriously funny actor. Justin's show is called King of the Egg Cream, and in addition to Justin, it has just the most incredible cast. Again, this show's just for grown-ups and probably older kids. Grown-ups, you can take a listen yourself and see what you think. But if you're a fan of hilarious stuff and well-told stories, you will probably like King of the Egg Cream. Here's a taste.
This egg cream is delicious. I wish the chocolate syrup inside wasn't so expensive. If you'd like to save some shekels and have some fun at the same time, make sure you tune in to King of the Egg Cream, available wherever you get your podcasts.
And now, back to the show.
Hey everyone, Rachel here, back for another very special summer bonus episode of the Story Pirates podcast. And if you're wondering what I'm doing here on the island, that's none of your business. I don't have to tell you what I'm doing on this island, so stop asking.
But Rachel, I really want to know. But if we're not asking you what you're doing this summer, what are we supposed to do instead?
Well, I have something you could do. You could listen to the Story Pirates summer bonus episodes. One is about to start right now, full of some of our greatest hits, plus some new stories from last season.
Ooh, that sounds exciting. Hey, what does this lever do?
Don't touch that! Peter! Oh no, come back! Well, great. Now everyone knows what I've been doing on this island. Building a Peter catapult.
Can I touch the catapult?
It only works for Peter.
Make it action.
You can make a really funny story.
Use your imagination, obviously.
The Story Pirates.
This next story is one of our favorites from the season. We liked it so much, we thought that you might want to hear it again. It's written by Sam and Allie from Colorado, and it's called Fart Out Loud Day.
At the same time.
Everything was normal at the park until somebody
and then everybody stopped.
Did somebody just fart?
I think it was the little girl.
And then everybody stared.
Which is what always happens when somebody farts out loud in public. But instead of saying excuse me, the little girl who farted just gave a big smile and shouted.
And fart out loud, you don't have to be embarrassed.
Happy, fart out loud day.
You can just let it out and have fun at the same time.
Can't say me at the medical center, my doctor farted.
And the results of your test are... blood pressure's normal.
She farted like 18 new
everybody gets to toot. You see, in school on Fart Out Loud Day, the government requires schools to teach students about, well, farts.
Social studies.
Read Ben Franklin's letter, Fart Proudly, which is all about farts.
Science. How and why do we fart?
Language arts.
Write about how you feel when you fart.
Math.
Chart the frequency of farts.
STEM.
How to program a robot to make fart sounds.
Spanish.
Por favor, de repetir en español. Tomás se tiró un pedo en la biblioteca.
Tomás se tiró un pedo en la biblioteca.
You can call it Fold for Short.
National Fart Out Loud Day.
Call it Fold for Short.
You can also call it Fold for Short.
You can call it Fold for Short.
It makes school more fun and enjoyable on that day.
Call it Fold for Short.
Don't tell me what to do, backup singers.
Although Fart Out Loud Day seems all happy and full of laughs, you have to remember there are downsides.
It's an issue.
Don't take the day for granted. Get up and go outside. Just today, when you fart, you don't have to hide it. Happy.
All right.
Fart Out Loud Day.
Smells like Fart Out Loud Day to me. That's right.
Happy. Fart Out Loud Day.
Oh, what's that? I couldn't hear you over the whole world farting.
Hey everyone, Rachel here, and I have huge news. You won't believe this, but we are looking for new stories written by kids for the next season of the Story Pirates podcast. This time around, we're looking for stories about a character who goes on a quest. So write a story about a character from your imagination who goes on a journey where they discover something important or even learn something new about themselves. And this journey, of course, is so hilarious and awesome and cool and unique that at the end, the character is changed forever. Parents, submit your child's story today at storypirates.com. We can't wait to read them.
We'll be right back.
Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by DoorDash, where you can get $0 delivery fees on eligible orders with Dash Pass, and new members get a 30-day free trial. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
What you doing?
Just waiting for a delivery.
Oh, that's cool. What are you getting?
It's here! Thank you! Delicious sushi!
Aren't you going to eat it now?
Oh, no. I'm waiting for a delivery.
I thought that was your delivery.
Another delivery. It's here! Thank you.
What's that delivery?
Groceries.
Want help putting them away?
Thanks, but not yet. I'm waiting for a delivery.
Another delivery?
It's here. Thank you.
Peter, why are you getting...
It's here. Thank you.
This seems like a lot
it's of... It's here. Thank you.
Peter, why do you keep getting so many deliveries?
It's too easy. I can't stop.
Well, what's that delivery you just got?
Oh, more sushi.
Wow, I guess getting that many deliveries makes you hungry.
You have no idea.
Open the door to $0 delivery fees and savings you can't get anywhere else. Sign up for Dash Pass today only on DoorDash and get your first 30 days free if you're a new member. Subject to change, terms apply. Hey, grown-ups! Today's episode is sponsored by Carnegie Hall Kids. Carnegie Hall Kids is a free website for children ages 5 through 12 to learn about music through fun games and quizzes, igniting imagination in children, offering activities that encourage musical curiosity, and developing knowledge of musical concepts. To find all of the fun, child-friendly games and quizzes, just go to, I can't remember. Hey, Peter!
Hey, Lee!
Peter, do you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids?
I sure do. Practice, practice, practice.
No. That's the old joke about Carnegie Hall. I'm wondering if you know how to get to Carnegie Hall Kids.
Kids can practice too, Lee. Jeez.
I know kids can practice. I'm just wondering how to find Carnegie Hall Kids.
It's on 7th Ave between 56th and 57th Street.
No, Peter, not the physical Carnegie Hall. I'm talking about the website, Carnegie Carnegie Hall Kids, where kids can check out fun musical games and quizzes.
I'm not sure I follow.
Well, there's one quiz called Animal or Instrument.
Ooh, good question. I think you either sound like a crow or a trumpet.
No, not me. Animal or Instrument is a quiz that asks kids to listen to sounds and then guess how they're made.
Sounds okay. I'd rather learn about different musical traditions from different cultures, though.
You can do that at Carnegie Hall Kids, too. I just need to know how to get there.
You're going to want to take the NQ or R train to 57th Street. You can't miss it.
It's a website!
I can make an elephant sound!
Very good, Peter.
Thank you.
Start your child's musical journey today at kids.carnegiehall.org.
Hey, you figured it out!
That's kids.carnegiehall.org.
This next story is a previously unreleased story written by a third grader from Massachusetts named Sammy. Sammy's story is called, I Want to Be Rich.
Thanks for coming over to my house, man. Why don't we sit outside on my porch?
Sounds good.
I invited you over because I need your advice. Care for some of this iced tea that I made?
All right.
All right, here's the thing. Someday I want to be rich, though no job is great for me. Do you know a way I could get rich?
Let me tell you a story about how how this guy I know got rich. Guy wanted to be rich, but there was a problem. He tried all different kinds of jobs, but he was not good at any.
Really?
Yes. Let me tell you about a few jobs he had. First, he tried working on a construction site.
Oh, I know. He didn't reinforce the I-beams. Classic mistake.
How do you know so much about construction?
Do I? Yeah.
It was much worse than that. I remember it like it was yesterday.
All right, fellas. The building is done. Congratulations!
Oh,
man. Now is my favorite part of the job, where we stand around in stillness and admire the building we helped construct. Oh, wow! We raised high the roof beam, carpenters! Now let's enjoy it in silence.
Sir... I should tell you something.
You are the foreman. We're supposed to be admiring our work.
Excuse me, but...
Listen, guy, can't you just be quiet and take in what we all built together?
Looks like somebody accidentally put TNT in the wrong place and has blown up this building we just finished building! Who did this?
I did.
Why didn't you say something?
I tried to, but you were all zen in the art of construction maintenance. Look, guys, while we're at it here, I was wondering if we could discuss a raise for me. I really want to be rich so I can have all the things I want.
A raise? You just blew up the building we spent a ton of time constructing. You're fired.
I understand.
Wow, I was not expecting that.
So Guy moved on from that job. Then Guy tried working in a mine, but...
Let me guess. He thought contour mining was the way to go when he should have done strip mining.
No, but how do you know so much about mining?
Do I?
Let me tell you what did happen in a flashback.
All right, Guy, welcome to your first day of mining. You know what to do.
Hit these rocks with this pickaxe?
That's the job. Off you go.
All right, here I go.
Hey, where you swinging that thing? That's a bit of mining humor.
Oh, I get it.
But seriously, watch it. You almost hit me in the arm.
Sorry about that. I'll mine over here.
Hey, buddy. Shaft over to the left, will you? That's some mining humor.
Very funny.
All right, but seriously, move over. You almost took out my eye with that thing.
Okay, I'll try over here.
Hey, you almost hit me in the neck.
Sorry, I'll try over here.
Watch it. You almost got my leg.
Sorry, I'll try over here.
Buddy, you almost hit me in the head. I think you need to pick a different job.
Oh, mining humor. I get it.
No, I'm serious. You're putting everyone in danger.
Well, you could fire me or you could give me a raise for alerting you to all these safety issues.
You're fired.
I understand.
Whoa. More iced tea?
Yes, please. It's fine. Those pickaxes weren't that sharp. So I tried...
You mean Guy?
Right. Guy moved on from that job, too. Next, he tried working at a restaurant, but...
Wait, did he...
How do you know so much about restaurants?
Oh, point taken. Go on. Tell me what happened in the flashback.
And that's served with a plum reduction.
How do you reduce a plum?
Tell it you're disappointed in it.
Oh...
Can I get you something to drink to start?
Yes, I'd love a glass of water.
Of course.
Heavens, you spilled that drink all over me, and the table, and floor.
I am so sorry. I'll get that cleaned up right away. As soon as I drop off these other drinks. Your Diet Cola?
Yikes, you spilled all over me.
Sorry. Your kefir?
Yes, you dumped my drink in my lap.
Sorry. Your kombucha?
Oh no, you poured it on my head.
Sorry everyone.
Excuse me, you there, waiter. Are you spilling drinks in my restaurant?
I sure am, and it's making for an unforgettable dining experience. Now, I give you this improvement for free this time, but if you want more ideas, I have to insist on a raise.
A nice try, but that sort of spin won't work here. The floors are a mess and my customers are thirsty. You are, how you say, fired.
I understand, but I've also come to understand something about myself. I have an announcement. I've tried all different kinds of jobs, but I'm not good at any, so I'm going to try the last job. I'm going to take a job commissioning other people for jobs that they want to do. I know what will make you good at a job and what won't. Wish me luck. I'm off!
Oh, good luck to you. Can I please get some water over here?
And you know what?
What?
Guy, got paid a lot of cash for that job. And finally, after 3 months of hard work, he finally had enough money to buy all the things he wanted. And you know what else?
That man was you.
That man was me. Hey, how'd you know that?
It was a little obvious.
Was it the flashbacks? Ah, you got me. So you see, the only way I know how to get rich is start trying out jobs. But you might go through a lot of jobs before you find the right job. But the most important thing is to find a job you enjoy doing. That is worth more than all the riches in the world.
All the riches?
All the riches.
Well, then I'll get started.
But first, more iced tea.
You got it. Oh, I'm afraid you spilled your iced tea all over me, friend.
I guess I shouldn't be a waiter either.
The end!
This next story was written by a second grader from Arizona named Lily. Lily's story is called Nothing is Impossible.
Once upon a time, lived a horse named Glitter. She was a beautiful horse. And the strongest too. Once upon a time, lived a horse named Glitter. She was a magical horse, and the kindest too. Glitter could jump with spectacular flair, but she had a secret she needed to share. What do you want, Glitter? What do you want? Do you want?
I want to play guitar.
What? You're just a horse. You can't play guitar.
Yeah. How are you gonna play guitar without real hands? You just have hooves.
I will find a way. Someday, I'm gonna be the best guitar player in the whole entire world. Don't try to stop me. Just wait and watch me.
Welcome to Guitars R Us. How can I help you?
I'd like to buy that big blue glittery guitar, please. And some guitar lessons.
But you're just a horse. Horses can't play guitar. Besides, you only have hooves. Good day.
Wait, please. I like your hair. Teach me to play, sir. Don't say nay, sir. Whoa, whoa.
No. No.
none of my courses permit any horses. Impossible! Litter wasn't deterred and she hopped on a jet to a new store called
Nicest Help You Can Get. Rhino.
That's me, Magic Rhino, here to help.
Wow. You know, I'll go with it.
Since nothing is impossible.
Excuse me, are you Glitter, the guitar-playing horse?
Yeah, that's me.
I'm Joe, the crocodile, and in addition to being the narrator of this story, I'm also a famous drummer. Glitter, would you want to start a band with me?
All right.
Ladies and gentlemen, welcome to the Summer Concert Jam. Now everyone, please give it up for the most popular band in the world.
Well, that's it for this very special summer episode of the Story Pirates podcast. Hope you're having an amazing summer, and see you later, everyone!